When we look at the end of April, let's just take the C fund as an example. At the end of April, we were a positive about 7.5%. And right now, year to date, we're actually in negative territory. The month of May lost 8%, 7.99 to be exact. The month of June in the C fund again was a negative 5.24. So even with a positive 7.01, that wasn't enough to get us back to that 7% return we'd seen at the end of April. But it's still, at least was much better than being down 13% during the months of May and June.
Each of these funds do different things. Some are short-term, some are long-term. Are we seeing a bigger growth in some of the more aggressive funds versus some of the more of the conservative funds? Or how do they compare to each other, if you can, just from a growth standpoint?
Well, from a growth standpoint, if we look at the overall economy, we have to look historically, and the growth in the U.S. economy after a recession typically starts with small business, which is represented by the small cap fund, by the S fund. And so we see year to date that that's in positive territory at 6.15%, whereas the C fund, which represents the largest U.S. companies, and we would expect that they don't rebound as quickly, even if we see that we're starting to pull out of a recession. And of course, internationally, we've had all the challenges with the European debt crisis. And so those are going to be much slower to recover.
Well, it's a great segue to my next question. Thank you very much for making my job easier. Yes. So should federal employees be rethinking their investments in terms of where they're putting money in the TSP now that we're 6 months into 2010?
I think now is a great time to readdress. And federal employees typically tended to look at their TSP once a year. And part of that isn't their fault. They were lulled into complacency because the 90s were so good that they didn't have to pay attention more than once a year. But now what we've really seen in the current volatile environment that we're in, they can't afford not to pay attention more often. And I recommend even looking at quarterly what really is going inside and on inside your own TSP. And then asking yourself the question, is this really fitting the needs of what I expect my thrift savings plan to do? And people are being asked all the time to really rethink how they want their thrift savings plan allocated.
As we were talking about 6 months in, what should federal employees be looking at? Let's look at it from a broader perspective. Which funds have performed best, worst? Which has there been any surprises over the first 6 months in terms of how TSP has performed?
I would say it's been pretty much what we would expect. We look at the year-to-date numbers, the life cycle funds, because what they're designed to do is iron out the highs and iron out the lows and really provide a more stable level return. And they've done that. If we go all the way from the L Income Fund has returned 1.89% year-to-date to the L2040 is at 0.94% year-to-date. But that's not a very big range for as much risk as you have in that L2040. You would expect to have a much bigger return in the L2040 at this point. The F fund, I would say, if anything is surprising, we would look at the F fund year to date at 6.53%, recognizing that in all of 2009, it returned right at 6%. So 6 months in, we're already past what the return for all of 2009 was related to the F fund.
So does that mean I should, if I'm a federal employee, put all my money in the F fund?
I get that question all the time. People, because the F fund is really, it's been misaligned, if you will. People talk about it and they say, oh, I don't ever want to put my money in the F fund. And then they look at the returns and they're thinking, I wonder why I don't want to put my money in the F fund. Anytime we're talking about one specific fund and the pros and cons of that fund and what it's returned, my position is I'm never saying put all your money there. We're just using that as a tool to balance out your asset allocation. But if you're asking me what's unusual about the returns or unexpected, I would certainly say that the F fund has performed better than we might have anticipated. With current interest rates being so low, you wouldn't expect in a bond fund to have a 6.5% return year to date.
But I guess the question is, if I'm allocating 10% here and 20% there as a federal employee, do I want to maybe up my F fund contribution? Let's say it's at 10%, I want to go to 20% and lower my, you know, pick another fund, my L fund contribution from 20% to 10%. I know it's hard to say because everyone's different, everyone has different needs, but generally speaking, are you able to offer any kind of insight?
Generally speaking, I think that when you look at the fixed income portion of your portfolio, which is, I always look at the G fund and the F fund in combination. as the fixed income portion of that asset allocation, you definitely at this point want it more heavily weighted to the F fund than the G fund. And if you're saying I want my overall allocation to go more towards that fixed income side, then certainly it makes sense to put that in the F fund.